You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
What is your name and what position are you running for?
So I'm Becca Craven and I'm running for Mature Student Officer.
Why are you running for this position?
So basically, the last couple of years of being a mature student has been kind of mixed. Obviously, coming to university as a mature student is quite daunting. You know, you think you're going to be the only one here, you think you're going to be miles older than everyone else. And the Mature Student Network's really, really been beneficial over the last 2 years. This year I've been the social secretary, so I've been able to kind of help other people get involved in the network, run a mixture of events for people to come along to, and I just kind of want to carry on with that work next year by being the officer and making sure that more people feel included and that there's more opportunities for mature students to really get involved with university life.
What are the main points of your manifesto?
So one of my main points of my manifesto is to get a kind of flexible membership for societies, just because as mature students we've sometimes got a lot of outside commitments, from families to longer commutes, part-time work, you name it, it's probably going on for one mature student or another. So for some societies I want it to be a little bit more flexible, kind of you've got a drop-in drop-out sort of kind of feel to it, and that ability to so you can feel that you can go along and be part of the university lifestyle, but it's not going to take over your life and it's not going to be your main focus, but it's there for you to go and do and be sociable, meet other people, meet other students that necessarily aren't mature students. Another thing I'd like is to have kind of dedicated support for mature students, with kind of like the finances that maybe as a mature student you face, maybe something to do with a mortgage or, you know, your child benefits, or you're having some problem there with kind of getting funding, getting grants to keep you going throughout university, or you're having some relationship problems, maybe, I don't know, you're getting divorced or there's some kind of legality that you need some support with that actually you don't know where to access it. So hopefully we could be able to access that through uni, so there's like that dedicated team is something that I'm quite passionate about. And another thing is making sure that there's kind of a range of activities for those with younger children. So family friendly events, I've been quite passionate this year about getting events that are not running too late, so people, you know, they're not getting home really, really late, so they're still able to get up, take the kids to school in the morning, or get here and this, that and the other. And that's one thing that we're going to be setting up in the next couple of weeks, is a few events where people can bring their children or they can bring their partners, so that again they feel included, they feel part of university life, and you know, just generically are enjoying their time at Nottingham, because Nottingham's great, I love it, but it's one of those things that can be quite daunting when you are, say, 10, 15 years older than the average student. It's one of those things you feel kind of a bit apart. So it's just to make everyone feel, you know, part of the university.
How would you sort of try and integrate mature students with, say, undergrad students to make them feel more involved in the entire community, not just with mature students?
I think one thing I'd like to do is kind of speak with the activities officer as well as, you know, the other officers, but mainly activities and probably sports, and be kind of like, you know, is there a way that we can get some events that are not just for mature students but not just for, you know, undergraduate or, you know, the postgrad students that aren't classified as a mature student, and see if there's like some joint events that we can do, and, you know, make people realize that they are welcome at these events. They're well, you know, during freshers and refreshers, you are more than welcome as a first year to go to the club nights. If you want to go, you're more than welcome, but you're also more than welcome to go on the IKEA trip out that they do. You know, it's not just that you have to be a first year living in halls or this, that and the other. You are able to go to those and access those events. So go, if you want to go, go, and, you know, really kind of promote that kind of inclusivity without, you know, that kind of barrier of, oh, I can't go because I'm old.
You know. And in terms of societies, would you have contact with different societies, maybe even propose putting in a mature officer position on committees in different societies and things so that people get involved? Is that something that you sort of thought about?
Yeah, there's something that I've kind of considered but not had a lot of, obviously, deep thought about at this present time, but it's something that I'm quite open to the idea of, and, you know, working closer with societies, especially sports, because I know that some sports societies and clubs are like kind of like very, very focused around competitions and varsity and things like that. But actually, why not just have kind of a strand of your society that is, you know, and this could work for mature students, but it could also work for any student, where it's kind of like, do you know what, just come in, like the drop-in sessions and stuff like that, but make them kind of more frequent, that if people can't make every week because of childcare commitments or work or X, Y and Z, actually come in and be like, do you know what, I'd just love to come and have a kick about with the football team, or I'd love to come and, you know, learn some fencing or something. So that it's just that opportunity again, it's that feeling part of the university, taking full advantage of what's on offer, and yeah, just going for it and kind of having that ability to do so.
And in terms of actual courses at university and lectures and seminars, as you said, a lot of mature students might have children, other commitments that they aren't available all the time. Is there already, or will there be, something to support those students if, for example, their timetable doesn't quite work for them, or if maybe they have to go part-time for a while? Is that something that's going to happen, or that has happened, that you kind of want to push for more?
One thing I want to push for actually is kind of this understanding, especially for those students with childcare issues, that maybe they, because I know this year there's been some mature students that have had to bring their children into lectures with them. And I think for some people that might be like really off-putting.
This is URN.